So, beloved saints in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, if there is one admonition and encouragement that we Christians ought to get from the book of Hebrews, it's this. No matter your trying circumstances, keep on living by faith in Christ Jesus. Keep on living by faith in Christ Jesus. Be holding on to your confidence in Christ all the way through this life, through the trials, the temptations, the persecutions. Hold on all the way to the end. Now, Hebrews, throughout the book, really has called the Hebrew Christians who lived in the apostolic age, and it's calling us Christians who live in our day, to an enduring, patient, persevering faith. The true faith that lifts persistently onto God. I just want to remind you of some of those encouragements and admonitions from Hebrews that we've looked at previously. Hebrews 2 said, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ, lest we drift away. And in chapter 3, we were told, we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. And in chapter 4, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. And in later in chapter 4, let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall away according to disobedience. And then later on in chapter 4, seeing then that we have a high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. And in chapter 9, we are told that it is those who are eagerly waiting for him, to them he will appear a second time, apart from sin, for salvation. And then in chapter 10, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, that's in this life, after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. And then speaking of enduring, persevering, the author gives us this encouragement. If we are indeed those who are showing our diligence, our steadfastness, our holding fast, our doing the will of God, he says, we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe unto the saving of our souls. We who are heeding the encouragement, not of just of Hebrews, but of all of Scripture, to keep on living by faith, we are assured of attaining in Christ the completeness of our salvation, our soul in heaven at the end of the good fight of faith, awaiting then the resurrection body. But because you and I, as was true of the Hebrew Christian, it's true of all of us, the church today, we're still living on this side of heaven. I say that to you often. We're still living where the devil is always seeking with all of his deceptive ways to derail us from the life of faith. That's where we're at. And we know that we are also easily distracted from staying focused on Jesus Christ, from staying focused on the better and the enduring possession, not this stuff that passes away, so that we are prone to draw back when our faith is tested by the circumstances of life. So we have need of endurance. Hebrews tells that. You have need of endurance. So that we are then steadfastly living by faith. And again, the opening verse of Hebrews 12 states this in such wonderful summary fashion. Let us run the race with endurance. The race that is set before us. The race of faith. The life of faith. Looking on to Jesus. And beloved, it is by faith, true faith, that we gain that endurance. By the Christian faith that Hebrews describes in this familiar passage, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And that's where we're at. We can't see the greater possession. We can't see the glory that awaits. But by faith, that's as real to us as the car you and I drive. The reward that comes to an enduring faith, to one who endures and perseveres in the faith, again, that's to those, the reward is to those who do not draw back, but who run with endurance. That is, they live by an enduring faith. And so we have this encouragement to do just that, persevere in a life of faith, because that's the reward to come when we do so. The perseverance of the saints, to which we're being encouraged here, that is, all of us united to Christ by faith, the perseverance of us, the saints, that's a beloved, comforting doctrine of the true faith. We confess the perseverance of the saints by way of the canons of Dort. It's one of the three forms of unity, the confession of this church. Listen to this. In Article 9 of the fifth head of doctrine, entitled The Perseverance of the Saints, it states this. We confess this. Of this preservation of the elect to salvation and of their perseverance in the faith, true believers themselves may and do obtain assurance according to the measure of their faith, whereby they surely believe that they are and ever will continue true and living members of the church, and that they have the forgiveness of sins and life everlasting. That's the doctrine of the perseverance of the saints. But here's the thing, beloved, and we need to get this straight. Here's the thing about your perseverance. It is by the faith that loves God and lives to please God, which requires your diligence, requires your working at it, making use of all the means of grace. That's how you persevere. That's what God uses to have you persevere. That's why Hebrews calls upon us who believe in the Almighty God of perseverance, calls upon us, admonishes us, encourages us to persevere, because perseverance is a responsibility of true faith. It's carried out truly in dependence upon God and His grace. But we are involved in our perseverance. We're called to be involved. And that's made so very clear by the same section of the Canons of Dort. Listen to it, and I put it in the bulletin so you can read along with me. It's Article 12 of the fifth head of Doctrine of Perseverance of Saints. Now listen to this. This certainty of perseverance, however, is so far from exciting in believers a spirit of pride. Oh, I'm in Christ. I'll persevere, doesn't matter, I'm there. Or of rendering them carnally secure, well, it doesn't matter how I live, I'm going to persevere, God's going to persevere me. That, on the contrary, it is the real source of humility, filial reverence, true piety, patience in every tribulation, fervent prayers, constancy in suffering and in confessing the truth, and of solid rejoicing in God, so that the consideration of this benefit, the perseverance of the saints, that consideration of that benefit should serve as an incentive to the serious and constant practice of gratitude and good works, as appears from the testimonies of Scripture and the example of the saints. The example of the saints. That's what we're looking at in Hebrews 11, the example of the saints. Those who long before us demonstrated their faith by their acts of faith in trying circumstances. The example of saints, that's what Hebrews 11 is providing for us, for our encouragement to persevere. Because you and I have need of endurance. And the life of faith that God worked in those Old Testament saints should motivate us to also steadfastly act by faith in God and His promises, as did they. And why? Because their God is our God. And the life of faith He worked in them, He's working in us. And He works it in us as we diligently make use of the means of grace to strengthen our faith. So we act by faith, no matter the circumstances. God God sends into our lives. It's by faith that God brings into the lives of his people his power of deliverance out of bondage and to the possession of the promised land. What we have to realize, beloved, is that salvation, all of it, from beginning to end, is only by faith. By faith. By keeping on believing. By the faith that diligently, steadfastly seeks to do God's will in every circumstance. As Hebrews warns us Christians, those whose lives do not give the evidence of believing in the God of salvation by how they live, those who are shrinking back, as there were those, as there are those, shrinking back from living out their professed faith in Jesus Christ, they're headed for destruction, not salvation. So persevere, persevere. The reward is great. Hold fast your confession. Live it out daily. So to encourage us to keep on believing, to persevere in living by faith in the God of promise, Hebrews in our text provides for yet another testimony of faith, that of the Israelites under Joshua and that of Rahab the harlot. Now remember the charge that God gave to Joshua before they crossed over to possess the land. God said, "Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to your fathers to give them." That's Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And then it goes on to say, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Now that's just as applicable a comfort for us today. The Lord God of Israel, who came in the flesh as Christ Jesus, this Christ Jesus, before he was ascended to heaven to have all power in heaven and earth, he said to his disciples, to you and I will be with you until the end of the age. You believe that? As you go into trying circumstances, live by faith. Christ is where? With us. He's with us. We already saw what the faith of Moses accomplished for the Israelites in breaking them free from bondage in Egypt. And it is by the same faith in the Lord God of the covenant and his promises that the Israelites obtain possession of the promised land. By faith. A.W. Pink rightly points this out by looking at these examples of faith, Joshua, the Israelites, Rahab. Thereby, we are taught that the true life of the saint is, from beginning to end, one of faith. Without faith, no progress can be made, no victories obtained, no fruit is brought forth to the glory of God. So, faith, a working faith, a faith lived out, that yields victories. That yields fruit to the glory of God. It should be our desire. So, when it comes to trying faith-testing circumstances as it came to the Israelites when they faced Jericho, as it came to Rahab when the spies came to her, as it comes to us in all kinds of circumstances of life, we are to trust in God and his promises and follow his will. Do what he says we ought to do, even though by conventional wisdom that might seem downright foolish and dangerous. And how often are we there? Oh, don't obey God. I mean, just look what that will get you. Jericho was the key to possessing the promised land. Its defeat was absolutely necessary to possess the land beyond Jericho. And Jericho was the stronghold fortified city that scared the Israelite scouts who came back and said, back in Deuteronomy, the cities are great and walled up to heaven. They meant it's impregnable. We can't go up against Jericho. It would be foolhardy to do so. And yet, by faith, in God and his promises, by faith doing what God told them to do, the Israelites, led by Joshua, and by faith, their faith, the walls fell down of this impregnable fortress. The walls fell down. Now, we got to make sure we get this right. The walls didn't just happen to fall down. They fell down, as Hebrews clearly points out to us, by faith. By faith they fell down. By faith the power of God came to the aid of his people. By God's people demonstrating faith, doing what the Lord said, patiently doing what he said, they gained the victory. Living by faith, that's how you are assured of the victory and the possession of the promised land for us, the new heavens and new earth. Only by faith, by a persevering faith. Now think about this. By conventional wisdom, this impregnable fortress couldn't be falling down just by people marching around it every day and seven times on the seventh day, blowing trumpets, shouting. Got to be kidding. Who would have thought that could ever happen? They did what the Lord said to do. By faith, they did what he said to do. And by faith, the walls fell down. That's the encouragement to keep us living by faith, beloved, all the way to victory. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down. By faith, doing diligently, patiently what the Lord had said to do, they got the victory. The walls fell down. They conquered the city. So, beloved, whenever you and I might have some doubts about obeying God in faith-testing situations, whatever that circumstance might be, what should I do here? What's the right thing to do? If we know what the right thing to do is and have any doubts about doing it, even when the odds seem stacked against us in terms of the kind of outcome we might face if we do the right thing, as at Jericho, you and I need to remember that God's ways need not be in accordance with conventional wisdom. Again, a walled fortress falling in response to a people walking around it. Who would have thought? But it did. God is not limited in the means he uses. So trust him, have faith, for by faith, everything that God has promised is possible. Even if we can't see how it could possibly happen in this circumstance. And realize, too, that as this Jericho episode highlights, what God does is not bound by the laws of nature. The laws of nature, like gravity or thermodynamics or the speed of light, those are just expressions of how God ordinarily upholds his universe. But as the creator, as the one who rules over the universe, he can choose to change how he does things. Like the sun standing still. Like the three Hebrews in the fiery furnace not being singed at all. Jonah in the belly of the whale. Jesus feeding 5,000 with five loaves and two fish. Or the walls of Jericho falling down. We have to understand that it confounds man's logic that these things take place. And the natural pride of man won't accept the God of this almighty power, before whom all men are called to bow their knee. But you and I, who confess Jesus Christ, to whom is given all authority in heaven and on earth, through whom God is working all things together for our good, we who love him, called according to his purpose, we ought, by faith, trust that God will use whatever almighty means to uphold and sustain our souls, no matter the circumstances, as we trust in him and do his will, all the way to receiving our reward in heaven. Now, we know we may suffer reproach. We may even be cast out by loved ones because we stand up for Jesus to them, speak the truth to them in love. We may lose our possessions as we make our faith evident by steadfastly living as disciples of Jesus Christ. We may even be tortured, as Christians today around the world are, or even put to death. But listen, as Jesus said in Matthew 10, do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. God will preserve our souls all the way to glory, all the way to eternal rest, as we live enduringly, perseveringly by faith. So remember, let this be true of us, as Hebrews gives us encouragement. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of our soul. We in Christ, we will enjoy everlasting life as we live by faith, because we are more than conquerors, and that's by an enduring faith. We're more than conquerors through him who loved us, which is Jesus Christ. So whatever obstacles we face on our journey to the true promised land, obstacles to us making progress, moving forward towards the promised land, all those obstacles, they come from the world, they come from your friends, they come from within yourself even, the sinful nature. They are placed in our path by God as opportunities to trust in our Almighty God and to glorify him by acting in faith. So when conventional wisdom would say, what a fool you are to trust in God and to do the will of God in this circumstance, when you could be gratifying yourself or pleasing the world. Well, what we ought to do, beloved, in those moments is to throw out conventional wisdom. Throw it out. Because conventional wisdom does not acknowledge God's unconventional power and almighty means to overcome even the most powerful opposition. Trust in God and with enduring faith, act, do his will, focused on his promises, focused on the reward that will be yours, so that, as Hebrews says, so that when you have done God's will, you may receive what is promised. See, persevering means we get involved. We get involved. We have to strengthen our faith. So we do persevere. We have need of endurance. The Israelites, to gain the victory over Jericho, they threw out conventional wisdom by faith. They did not say, marching around Jericho as a means to the walls falling down, that's just silly. Conventional wisdom says, yes, that is. The walls are never going to come down doing that. But by faith in the God who told them to do it this way, they did just that, and by faith the walls fell down. By faith, God's power brought them victory. And another point we should point out, that the Israelites, they didn't give up after the first day of marching around the city without any results. Sometimes we do the will of God and we say, well, where's the blessing for it? We say, oh, it's not going to happen, and we give up. No, they were patient with God's way. They kept on doing. They kept on doing. They kept on doing. They kept on doing what God told them to do. They did it not just for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days. They did 7 days. On the seventh day, they did it seven times. Even though they had seen no results prior to that seventh day. And so an enduring faith, beloved, means living a life that waits upon the Lord. Waits upon the Lord. Is patient with the Lord's timing. Persistently obeying him, even though we might not see the results right away. Trusting him to fulfill his promise according to his perfect timetable. Psalm 37:7 calls us to rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. And by nature, we're all impatient. I want it now. Lord, do your thing. Where are you? It's a lack of patience, a lack of endurance, and we need it. You know, the people on the walls of Jericho, they saw these Israelites walking around. They might have cheered them with derision. Look at those fools down there. Yet it was the fools doing God's will who obtained the victory. And as you and I are trusting in God, doing his will on a daily basis, choosing to follow God's will in our decision making, we'll be called foolish as well by the world. and accused often of having minds, well, you're just not open to other ways of thinking, to other ways of evaluating, assessing things. We're accused of that. But we understand that those other ways, the open mind way, are the views of minds darkened in their understanding by their sin. We know that open mind views are not of the truth. They are the views of minds not renewed by the gospel, and we should not lean on that understanding, not trust in it, not be swayed by it. Rather, we should always be thinking God's thoughts after Him, so that we tear down those strongholds that exalt themselves against God, which are all around us. That's what the world is. It's a stronghold against God. And all the institutions of the world are strongholds against God. Like was Jericho. And so we continue relentlessly to do God's will, trusting in the truth that we confess, no matter the opposition. And, beloved, the victory and the reward will be ours, not theirs. So our trust, our faith in God, our living with an enduring faith will be vindicated. The walls of everything that exalts itself against God, no matter how impregnable it might seem now, will come crashing down. And the victory will be ours, we who persevered in a life of faith. And therefore, as Hebrews 10:35 encourages, do not throw away your confidence, which has great reward. So remember again, for your and my encouragement, by faith, the walls of this impregnable Jericho fell down after they had circled for 7 days. And for our further encouragement, we have also the faith of Rahab. By faith, Hebrews says, Rahab, the prostitute, did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had given a friendly welcome, received in peace the spies. Note again, what Rahab did in harboring the Israelite spies safely within Jericho, she did by faith. Her faith, think about Rahab's faith. I mean, her faith is a testimony, again, to the amazing sovereign grace of God in bringing into the company of the saints a woman belonging to a heathen people and a prostitute at that, who then ends up being in the lineage of Jesus Christ. This shows us one thing, always good for us to remember that God is not a respecter of persons. God brings to saving faith, not on the basis of the worthiness of the person, but on the basis of His sovereign grace. So we should be compassionate to all, because we don't know whom God might save by our witnessing to them a life of believing the gospel. So by faith, not just any faith, faith in the Lord God of Israel, Rahab hit the spies who were of God's covenant people. And Rahab testifies to the spies. She knows, that's her faith speaking. She knows that the Lord has given the land to them. And the fear of the Israelites has fallen upon us, the heathens here in Jericho, because the people of Jericho had heard. They had heard the great deeds the Lord had done in the Exodus and in defeating the heathen kings. They had heard this in Jericho. And so the Lord grants this heathen harlot to have faith in Him, the faith that she acted out in hiding the spies, the living faith by which she herself and her family were saved from the destruction of Jericho. Now, we should realize here, this points to a bigger picture. Her being spared from the destruction that fell upon Jericho really looks to the eternal security that is found only by an acting faith, a faith that acts out, does the will of God in the Lord God of Israel, who in the fullness of time came in the person of Jesus Christ to be our Savior. So only by faith, the faith that acted in trust of God, was Rahab spared. Now you and I are not at that time of history. God may not use us the same way as He did those Old Testament saints. But even as we are in Christ today, who dwells in us by His Spirit, we are strengthened, Christ strengthened us, so we can do all things. We know that our actions of faith are sorrowfully flawed, defective, sinful. But only as you persevere in the faith, confessing our sins before God, knowing they're forgiven in Jesus Christ, striving to be more diligent, striving to do the will of God, only as we do persist in the faith will we receive the reward together with Rahab and all the saints listed in Hebrews 11. There's even something else here that is worth noting. You know, Rahab's faith might even be to our shame if ours falls short of hers, because you and I have such a fuller knowledge of God available to us in the completed scriptures. We have the fullness of God's means of grace through the Christian church. So we really have no excuse for not living with a persevering faith, except it be our own lack of diligence, our lack of devotion to God, our lack of heeding the gospel, and diligently striving to do God's will. And so the calling really is for all of us to be strengthening our faith, so our lives reflected more and more. Because it's by faith that you endure in doing God's will. Rahab could have, by conventional wisdom, thought that it was unfair of God to order the destruction of all the inhabitants of Jericho. They were her people, after all. How could God do this? How cruel is this God to order the destruction of all of my people? But let us remember that God had given the Canaanites 400 years to fill up the measure of their sin, as Genesis 15 teaches us. And these people, these heathens in Jericho, continued all that time in their rebellion against God. And for 40 years since the Exodus, they had heard of God's great defeat of the rebellious against God Egyptians and of God's defeat of the rebellious kings of the Amorites, Og and Sihon. So did these people of Jericho ever repent of their sin against God? Did they turn from their idolatry to serve the living God? No. God was not being cruel in Jericho's destruction. He was being just. As God is just to punish your and my sins. But beloved, here's the amazing grace and mercy of God, that He satisfied His justice against your and my sin by pouring out His wrath against your and my sin upon His Son, Jesus Christ, instead of upon us. We should be amazed that God would save anybody, but He does, by faith in Him. So Rahab, by God's grace and mercy, was brought to faith in the Lord God of Israel. And by that faith, she hit the spies and was spared, by faith, the destruction of Jericho, which is really a type of the final destruction of all the disobedient on the day of judgment. Now, it's true, her faith did not yield perfect obedience. She lied about the spies. But notice in the scriptures, God passes over that weakness, and rather He highlights her act of faith for your and my encouragement. We too are weak. We too will fail to do the will of God. But God is concerned in His tender mercy towards us as saints that we show an upright heart, that we repent, that we ask forgiveness. And again, we're covered our sins by the blood of Christ. God desires us to make progress, which He does as He sanctifies us by His Spirit, so that our lives show more and more that we are His, that we are desirous of doing His will. So again, for our encouragement, by faith, Rahab did not perish with those who were disobedient, for she received the spies with peace. So notice, as we've been going through Hebrews, the common refrain, by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. That's the testimony from Abel's life at the beginning of history all the way through the possession of the promised land. By faith. And it is yet only by faith. By faith that steadfastly, enduringly trusts in God and His covenant promises that we, Christ's church, will gain the final victory and the reward. And so may you and I be encouraged and as well admonished to be diligent in having the testimonies of Scripture and the example of the saints be an incentive, a motivation to the serious and constant practice of gratitude and good works to the glory of God, as we read that in our confession. And the assurance of the reward, oh, what a glorious assurance to live by faith and know the eternal possession that is ours that will not fade away. So, beloved, have your life show that yours is the enduring, persevering faith that gains the eternal reward. Amen.